Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anthony Jaskolski, our handicapper, is from Horse Racing Nation, also from Pittsburgh Sports Report. Anthony, we were talking a little bit before the before you arrived about the quarterbacks in the league, and Bruce Gradkowski was on earlier talking about how he doesn't feel like Tom Brady is the kind of quarterback that if you put him on any team, he makes that team better. And Aaron Rodgers is. And Ben Roethlisberger is. I happen to think that, you know, as much as I love Ben, he's out of his mind.
Yeah.
I mean, if you put, if you put Ben Roethlisberger on every team, he makes them better. Right?
Ben?
No, sorry, Brady.
Tom Brady, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. He augments any situation that's happening on any team. Put him on that horrible San Francisco team right now. They're going to the playoffs. Are you kidding me?
I agree.
He's a fantastic. What?
If you put him on the Browns, they're a playoff team.
You know why? Because this comes out. And you put this in stupid quotation marks. System quarterback.
Exactly.
System. Give me a break, man. You know, yeah, he's still got to throw the ball. You know, he's still got to make decisions. He's still got to make audibles on his own at the line. He is the best quarterback to touch a football, period.
Yeah, no
in
question.
And you know what? I think you're living in denial, or you just can't stand that your little brother, as a Steelers fan, your little brother to the Patriots, because that's how it is. We all know it's true. But you're living in denial if you think otherwise.
I absolutely agree.
Right.
I mean, to me, I agree. A little bit of breaking news right here. Willie McCovey has died.
Oh.
At the age of 80. San Francisco Giants Hall of Famer Willie McCovey has died at the age of 80. So
one of the best.
Condolences. I think the whole system quarterback stuff is stupid.
It is.
He's a great great player.
Well, he's only thrown for 42,000 yards.
Right.
I think that's good for fifth right now in the NFL, so.
What he does and how he does it is absolutely incredible. And to me, you know, for instance, you put him on the Browns, they're definitely a playoff team, you know, to me.
Yes. And he's doing it all in a league where being a pocket quarterback is somewhat antiquated. You know what I mean? It's like we watched what happened when the Steelers just absolutely dominated Matt Ryan because he can't get out of the pocket. He can't be elusive. But so in that sense, I'd say, yes, I feel like Tom Brady has been the beneficiary of a good offensive line. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
But there's still something to be said about a guy who doesn't have wheels, who can be as good as that, still make as many plays as he does, and pretty much lead a bunch of no-namers, you know?
Yeah.
He's never really had anybody spectacular. What, Deion Branch might be the best receiver.
He had Randy Moss.
Well,
went 19 or 18.
I'm saying receiver. Well, he caught Randy Moss at the end. I mean, I think Rob Gronkowski's his best target.
Right.
But
Randy Moss. The one year he had Randy Moss, they went 18-1.
And that was Randy at his old. It's an old man, you know?
Right.
That was him
and came a ridiculous catch by, what was that guy's name, David Tyree?
Yes, correct.
Came a ridiculous catch by Randy, you know, by David Tyree
yeah.
from being 19-0 and winning it all.
Exactly. No.
So, to me, you know, I look at it and just basically say that, you know, he's the best that's ever done it.
Yes.
And you put him on any of the other teams, and he makes them better.
Yes.
And so.
Absolutely.
You know, the system
100%.
Quarterback stuff is silly. It really is. What were your thoughts on this whole DJ Durkin thing in Maryland? Could they have screwed it up any worse? I mean, reinstate the guy yesterday,
yeah.
And then today you have to fire him because there's such a backlash. I don't understand these administrators. It just seems so stupid.
It was a horrible decision. I couldn't believe what I was reading. when they said that the board of regents or whatever is going to reinstate DJ Durkin. He's responsible for the death of a young man, for God's sake, you know? Right. I mean, he's the head coach. It's his responsibility, those players. My goodness, that was a whole bucket of just wrong.
Yeah.
And they should have just parted ways with him immediately. No investigation, nothing, anything like that. The kid died on his football field, you know, from clear ignorance.
Why do you
stupidity.
Think, here's the one thing I would say. Why do you think that there was such an uproar over this, but Brian Kelly got a pass in Notre Dame when he sent the kid up?
That's true.
Why do you think there was such a backlash Brian here, which there should have been, but I don't understand how Brian Kelly survived that. And, you know, anytime you bring that up, well, you're a Notre Dame hater. No, I really am not.
No,
it's what's right is right. It was a windstorm. You sent a guy up there to film practice.
Right, but
he's a student manager, and he's dead.
And three guys got fired over that, and none of them were Brian Kelly, obviously. None of them were a part of that staff.
Right.
You got scapegoats there. And, yeah, I agree with you, but this is an actual player. You know, this is a guy who's under your leadership, you know, your actual player, and he dies on your field from pushing way too hard. I mean, you know, and none of the players are on this guy's side.
Right.
You know, nobody's saying, oh, you know, coach was just doing what was best for us. No one's saying that. The guy has to go.
I think it was interesting, too, when they brought him back, there were players that walked out of the meeting last night.
Right.
And also players who walked out of practice today.
The sad thing is he's not even that good. You know, I can understand if it's maybe Urban Meyer or somebody here. DJ Durkin's not that good of a head coach to begin with, so who cares?
Yeah.
He's got to go.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't understand. You know, Maryland has got a problem, too, because they got to pay him like $6 million to go away. And now here's my thing.
Yeah, but they, this is the whole, like, what we were talking about with Kevin Stallings now. You know, I'm sure they can find a way that they're not going to have to pay him to get out of the way.
Well, you would think. I'm sure it'll be dragged out. Maybe they'll pay him like $2 million instead of $5.5 million. But here's my question. You look at it, okay? How good is the Maryland job?
I think it's a job that Matt Canada would like to have right now to start, you know,
right,
to start his career. I think it's a stepping stone job, Paul. I think it's no different than Pitt.
I would completely disagree.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because in Maryland, you've got to beat Penn State, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Michigan to win the Big Ten. At Pitt.
So you're just talking about what you have to do to get to a
absolutely
to a championship.
Well, not just that.
Okay,
to compete.
And if you're Pitt, you have to beat Clemson. You have to beat Virginia Tech
to win your division.
To win the Coastal. Okay,
Coastal. Look at the Coastal this year.
Yeah, the Coastal's absolute
Pitt's
trash
right now.
Pitt's
got to beat Virginia Tech and Miami, three teams who aren't that good.
Who are trash
this My point
year.
Is you can win at Pitt. That's what when people talk about these jobs, it's like you can win at Pitt. You really can because of the conference
okay,
you're in.
Okay, but at the
you're
end of the day.
You're in the right place.
Right, okay, I got you there. But at the end of the day, it's still a stepping stone program.
Well, there,
it's an outpost.
It can be a stepping stone, yes. But
yeah.
I mean, how many aren't? There's about 10 that aren't stepping stones.
No, I'd say there's a little more than that.
It's about 10.
I mean, I'm not comparing it to the Iowa State job or something, but it's.
I would say Iowa State is a similar job to Maryland.
You think?
You can't win it. It's hard to. I mean, here's the thing. If Matt, what's his name? Matt.
Canada.
No. Whoa. Campbell.
Campbell.
The
yeah,
Iowa
Matt
State
Campbell.
Coach
right now.
They're 4-3.
Right. Ranked.
Okay, they ranked 24th for some reason. Who knows? Okay, but they're 4-3, right?
Yeah.
They got Kansas 5-3. Maybe they'll maybe get Baylor 6-3.
I could see Kansas beating Iowa State, but yeah.
Okay, but after that, I mean, you know, they're probably going to be a 7-win team.
Yeah,
he should leave.
Absolutely.
Because they're not going to get better than
we
that.
We both agreed on that last year.
Right.
He had to go.
He should leave just for the standpoint. But my point is, you look at where Maryland is at.
Okay.
They're in a conference they will never compete in that division.
But they are in the Big Ten.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
If you're going to go 5-6, you know, what's the best you're going to do every year? Okay, maybe you beat Indiana and Rutgers.
It's a better paycheck.
Is it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
It isn't. Pat Narduzzi's making more than Durkin was making. That's the point.
I mean,
it's a better paycheck for your program.
Yeah, but to me,
if you're asking me where, you know, Maryland and Rutgers are two teams that probably rank among the worst in the Power Five just because they're in a division that is so hard to win because you got four teams that are almost always going to be good.
Yeah.
You're never going to be better than all four of those teams.
No. In a recruiting standpoint, you're better off than Iowa State. You're better off than even in Nebraska. But, yeah, I
agree with that. But here's the thing about Nebraska.
I just look at it as what.
See, Iowa State's problem is there aren't divisions.
Yeah, I get you. And
in the Big 12. So you've got to beat Texas, Oklahoma,
right.
You know, all those teams.
Oh, you're stacked against it. Absolutely.
Exactly.
If you're West Virginia, you're kind of stacked against it right now.
Right. But what I'm saying is I look at jobs based on can you really win there and sustain winning there?
And I kind of look at it nowadays as geography and how you can recruit.
Okay.
Because I think you can win anywhere. I really do.
I don't.
You
can win in spurts anywhere, but you can't over the course of 10
right.
or 12 years.
Which turns into a stepping stone program,
exactly.
Which is what Pitt is at the end of the day, too. Because even though you're in the Coastal, you're not going to compete and actually beat Clemson. Things like that won't happen.
Well, but again, you only have to beat Clemson.
But you're not going to do it.
Well, they did it 2 years ago.
In a regular season game.
Well, it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is they did it. You only got to – if Pitt was on the side with Clemson and Florida State and even Louisville, although they're terrible this year, but Clemson and Florida State and Louisville, I would agree with you.
Okay, so they're an upper echelon stepping stone program. To me, it seems like it's all in the same bubble.
Right, but you can – here's the thing. You can sustain winning at Pitt. Just from the standpoint, nobody's done it because they keep firing coaches and hiring coaches and everything else. But the reality is, you're in the right you're in the right division.
Okay,
you're Pitt,
I can understand that. I think that,
and I would say same thing about Virginia.
I think the job would have been more desirable than in the Big East, because you had a chance every year to get yourself to a Fiesta Bowl, an Orange Bowl every year.
Well.
They
did, but they again, you know.
You know what I'm saying, though, right?
My point is,
like,
yeah,
the way you're saying, your point.
But here's the difference. Here's the difference. In the Big East, they couldn't pay you like the other people, like the other coaches.
Exactly.
Now they can pay coaches. That's
right.
That's the key. Pitt now, because they're in the ACC, can pay coaches. So, you know, when Dave Wannstedt was at Pitt, what he made was ridiculous.
Right.
If you really think about it, but that's
in the grand scheme, it was.
But that's
right.
All they could afford to pay. So my point is, I'm not saying Pitt's a great Drake job. I look at teams. I mean, again, if you ask me, would I rather have the Virginia job or the Maryland job? It's not even close. I'd take the Virginia job.
Oh no, hands down. Yeah.
Easy.
Because
in Virginia, you have a shot in the Coastal to win. You know what I mean?
I would take the Pitt job. Absolutely, I'd take the Pitt job over the
How
Maryland
job. How about Duke
job.
Over Maryland? Would you take Duke versus Maryland?
Yes,
Here's why you could. Because
I would.
The expectations are, if you get to 7 wins a year, you're in good shape.
Well, you look at Cutcliffe's numbers there. They're really impressive.
They are. He's
like,
done
they're
a
shocking
good job there.
For what he's done for the program.
But, I mean, Rutgers?
But you saw my point, right? Like, I'm agreeing with you. It's just to what in
yeah,
my –
But, again, how many
it's
jobs
just in that
aren't,
bubble.
I mean, go through – how many jobs – we got to get to a break. Anyway, it's 937
okay.
FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.